Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Is now Dolly Day,
a new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You can feel the room swaying while love and money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by NaprevilleAlarm.com. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NaprevilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NaprevilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. First comes fitness. Do you feel unhappy every morning as you get dressed? Do you look back at old pictures and wish that you were that size again? Well, it may seem impossible to you, but it's not. If you want something, Jocelyn Shook from First Come Fitness will help you get there. Jocelyn Shook is available to help you. She is not only a physician assistant, but also a health and fitness coach. Jocelyn Shook with First Come Fitness can assist you in helping you lose those extra pounds that have been adding up over the years. Looking to get stronger? Jocelyn Shook has great solutions for you. Check out First Come Fitness on the web or on Facebook, or you can message her and schedule a free consultation. Just mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. Don't forget to check out those Naper Nights, evenings throughout the summer with live music, relaxing time, fun time with family and friends, and what I'd like to call the Ravinia of the West, the Southwest, I should say. Check it out, napersettlement.org. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movies. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emission Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. That's what I wanted to say. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. That's such a deal. And they believe in service that you swear by, not at. Love that. Amen. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special. $17.95. You heard that right. $17.95 oil change, $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care. Say hello to my friend Matt Weber over there. Happy cars, happy owners. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. You can also give them a call and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first dance lesson is absolutely free. arthurmurraynaperville.com, 630-355-6240. That's 630-355-6240. Bocconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bocconi's. They have the Dolly Special. That's my favorite meatball pizza. You got to ask for it. It's not on the menu. Check out Bocconi's.com or give them a call. Place your order, 630-717-9530. And if you're a veteran, mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and dessert is on me. If you're counting calories, you don't want dessert, I'll get you a beverage. It's on me, guys. That's to our veterans and our military men and women. Thanks for all you do. The Dylan McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. And finally, hats off to the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody, welcome to The Good Show, where you can hear us on WCKG 1530 AM in Chicago, Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, where we all started, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. Thanks for all those downloads. You know, now that I've done this, I've shortened the show to a half hour just for the summer. I'm playing with this. Rivet Radio tells me we'll get more downloads if you do a half hour show, Dolly, instead of your hour. I guess that's the trend now. Everyone wants the shorter version of things. Really hard to talk and get everything in a half hour show. So everything's so fast paced. But I'm trying, and I guess that we've got some more downloads. So this is really good news. I'm still working this, though. Bear with me. Last week I had to cut off Heather Horton, my gal, one of the best singers in Chicago, Heather Horton. I had to cut her off because we were out of time. I hate doing that. I'm not used to this. So bear with me. We've got some really good guests today. You know, I like to bring you good news, good guests, and you're going to get at least one good laugh on this show. Every show you get that. Hey to everybody at 1010 News Talk. Follow us on Twitter. Good Dolly Show on Twitter. We're on Instagram and on Facebook. Every week, we're bringing you good stuff. This week, no different. You know, I don't live in Naperville anymore, but I'm back and forth because one of my jobs, you know, I have multiple jobs. That's the media business. But one of my jobs is I'm doing marketing and sales for Le Chocolat in downtown Naperville. And I just drove in today, and you know it's that time of year when you're smelling barbecue in the air and everyone's playing country music. It's that time of year where RibFest in Naperville is finally back, and I couldn't be happier because that means good food and awesome music. And some of the best music, I will tell you this, that I have heard is country music. You all know that I love country music. And you might remember a while back, it's been a while, shame on him, he hasn't been on the show in a while. Drew Baldridge is here. He's going to be at Naperville's Rib Fest, opening up for Toby Keith. Sold out show, I'm told. But you might be able to snaggle, you know, some tickets somehow, somewhere. But this guy, Drew Baldridge, he's been on the Dolly McCarthy Show before. He's a good old boy from Illinois, Southern Illinois. Say hello to Drew Baldridge. Drew, thank you for coming on the show. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have
you
back. I'm doing great. How are you? Are you in Illinois right now? Where are you?
We are in Illinois. We're actually playing in Bloomington, Illinois tonight with Toby and Colt Ford before heading up to Naperville tomorrow. And, man, it's just exciting to be home in our home state and, you know, playing with Toby, who's one of the very first concerts I ever saw. So it's like one of those moments in my career where it's like, man, I'm really on the right path. I'm playing with somebody when I've grown up. This was an artist that I really, really enjoyed. Now I'm playing with him. So it's pretty exciting.
Oh my God, I'm getting goosebumps for you. What's that like being on stage, opening up for Toby Keith? What's that feeling like? Did you feel like an out of body experience? Like this is unreal.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be unreal. This is my first time playing with him tonight. So I'll be able to tell you tomorrow what it really felt like. Yeah.
Oh, so, wow. Have you ever met Toby Keith yet?
No, we haven't even met him. So we're just going to walk in there and say hi
and
play a show.
Oh, my goodness. How cool is that? That's really fun.
Yeah,
good for you.
Really,
I was so thrilled when I looked at the lineup for RibFest and I saw you were opening up for Toby Keith. I'm like, this, you've come a long way. You've got a new your debut album is out with Cold River Records, Dirt on Us. I've been listening to it. It sounds fantastic. And we're going to play a song on the show one of your current hit single, Rebound. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Rebound was a song that totally changed my life and has allowed us to travel all over the world in the last couple of months here. We were just in Australia a couple months ago playing over there, and you know, just this last month we broke 1 million views on YouTube, which was our first ever 1 million views on YouTube with Rebound of our video. And this is the song that just, man, as an artist, you always want to put something out that you have a voice and it says something strong. And this song really does that. It talks about how nobody needs to be in a toxic relationship. You're not going to be somebody's rebound. You're going to go out there and find somebody that deserves your love and find that right person that you deserve. And so, you know, as an artist, this is the type of song that I always wanted to put out. And had so many people reach out to me on Facebook and social media sites that have, you know, said this song really touched them or made them realize, hey, I was in a toxic relationship and I need to get out of it, or hey, I'm going to move on from the situation I was in. And that's just exciting. So Rebound has been a really awesome song, and we're gearing up for new music. We're going to have a brand new single come out in August. And so we've been in the studio and the writing room writing and recording, and hopefully have new music hitting the airwaves soon.
All right. Rebound is awesome. I love it. Don't you just love it, hearing from your fans when you write something yourself that speaks about your experiences? And just, is this a way to connect with your fans and being out there? I can't wait to hear you singing this song. 20 million Spotify streams. You know, I just subscribed to Spotify. So I'm hip. I'm pretty hip. I'm part of the 20 million streams.
There you go. Now you're
that
part.
Is fantastic. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. And it's just crazy to think 20
You've
million
done
people
good,
have heard
Illinois
your song.
Boy.
I guess so.
What's you're doing a tour right now? How long is this tour? It's a summer tour, and then what's next for you after you're going to release a song? You said in August.
Yeah,
you're
going to
continue to tour. Where are you headed?
Yeah, so all summer we're going to be playing fairs and festivals, and gearing up for this thing will come out in August, and then in fall we'll probably we'll have a fall tour. We haven't announced it yet or where we're going or anything like that. So be on the lookout for dates. You can go to groupaldridgemusic.com and see all our tour dates and where we're coming and things like that. But we're going to be hitting the road in the fall too. We never stopped touring. Last year we did 185 shows, and this year we're going to try to do about the same and get out there and see our fans and say hello and play our new music for them.
Oh, wow. So what can the fans expect in Naperville? A lot of listeners in the Naperville area listen to the Dolly McCarthy Show. They're excited about you coming. What can they expect from your show?
Oh, lots and lots of energy. we like to give a little something for everybody in the show. We play not only country music, but we like to throw it back and play a little dance music and some old country music. And, man, we just have a lot of fun. You know, it's like I tell everybody, I like I got the Temptations behind me spinning and dancing because we love to dance and have a good time. And so that's what the show is. It's going to be a blast, and who knows, we might play some of that new music that's going to come out in August in Naperville first.
Ooh,
so if you get
all right.
You should come out and hear it.
You never know once you get the smell of that barbecue in your face and the sweet,
that's
sweet
right.
Barbecue sauce. That's what I'm smelling in the air right now. Just all over town, you could just smell barbecue. Even though it's not officially open, they're getting ready. It's getting ready,
oh,
you know, and so I'm sure the rivers are all preparing. You know, it's been a while, Drew, since you've been on this show. I'm just thrilled that you've come back on. I've had, as you know, many country artists come back on, and it's so nice to catch up and see what you've been doing and how far you've come along, really. And for those that are not familiar with you, those few out there, tell us, I know you're from Illinois, tell us how you got your start in country music. What made you get into the business? You're an incredible talent, by the way. I hope if you haven't gotten tickets, I feel sorry for you because you got to go to Drew's show, and it's before Toby Keith, so you got to get there a little early, which is always a good thing.
I moved to Nashville at 19, pretty much right out of high school, and just went down there with a guitar and started playing in Tootsies and Frippies and all those downtown bars. And you know, I saw a Josh Turner concert when I was 18 years old, and it changed my life. That hey, I'm gonna. If he can do this, I'm going to give it a shot. So that's when when I was 18, I decided, and then I moved to Nashville at 19 and started playing Tootsies and Rippies and Honky Tonk Central. And then from there, I got a publishing deal, which is a songwriting deal. Then I got my record deal in 2015, and had our first single out, Dance With You, which did a lot of big, made a lot of big noise for us, and allowed us to do really cool things like play the Grand Ole Opry for the first time, which was super awesome. And since then, we've played it 7 times. Last night, we played the Grand Ole Opry again. So it just allowed us a lot of opportunities. And then we had Rebound come out this past year, and now we're gearing up for all new music. So it's an exciting time, and I've been really blessed to, you know, be from small town of about 580 people called Patoka. I graduated high school with 22 kids before moving to Nashville. And just, you know, when you're from a small town, you always think you can't ever do big things. But, man, just go out there, and if you believe it, you can do it. Give it a shot. And that's what I did, and I've been really humbled and blessed to make it this far. And hopefully, who knows, in another 6 years in town, who knows what will happen.
Yeah, well, continued success to you. Oh, my goodness, 22. Are you still friends with those 22 people in Patoka, Illinois?
I am, yes, I am. Yeah, we're still close. I still send them some of them my songs before I release them and say, what do you think of this and what do you think of that? And they give me their honest opinion, and it's great to have their relationships.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really awesome. Well, I've been enjoying your music for the Dolly McCarthy Show is going on 5 years. Can you believe it? I think you were one of my very first guests. So it's been so nice to watch your career, and I'm loving your music, and I love the new one, Rebound. Rebound. If you haven't heard it, check it out. Drew, where can folks catch your music? DrewBaldridgeMusic.com, right? But they can also download it on Spotify?
Oh yeah, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you can get music. My music is out there. You just got to search Drew Baldridge, and it'll pop up. You can follow me on social media, DrewBaldridgeMusic.com, on Instagram and Facebook, and Twitter is Drew R. Baldridge, and I'm very active on all those, too. I like to talk to my fans and say hello and see what's up with them and how they're doing, and go out there and get the music and come out to the show in Naperville tomorrow night. It's going to be fun.
Are fans going to have a chance to meet you and get autographs after the show?
Yeah, I always meet everybody at my merch table after the show and say hey.
Okay.
I'd like to hang out with them, sign their T-shirt that they get or their CD that they get. I love to say hey and get a picture with everybody. Yeah. So, yeah, after the show, I'll be hanging out.
Fantastic. You can have some family out in the audience, too, or out in the on the lawn, I should say.
I don't know if we will or not. I mean, it's about 4.5 hours from home. We'll make the trip up or not.
Yeah, that's quite a ride. Well, it's so good to see you at RibFest in Naperville. If you haven't gotten tickets yet, I think the show is sold out, but I'm pretty sure there's still general admission tickets available, just a few of those on the lawn. I'll be on the lawn screaming, Drew, we love you.
Love it.
Drew, good to hear from you. I'm going to play your song now. I was mentioning earlier to everybody how the show with the summer is a half hour. So we got to say goodbye. Thanks so much for stopping by the show, Drew, and we'll see you tomorrow night in Naperville at RibFest. Check out DrewBaldridgeMusic.com, and this is Rebound.
Awesome. Thank you, Dolly.
I'm here for you. Got a history of leanness, of letting you do what you do. My friend uncalled and said you'd be calling. Soon as I hung up, my phone was ringing with your number that I deleted. A mistake I ain't repeating. Now that he's gone, you wanna get in my car. Don't you think we
That was Drew Baldridge with his new single, or part of his album, I should say, Rebound. I'm loving that song. I'm just loving it. And I love that country singer. If you have a chance to go to Naperville Rib Fest, go and see him country night tomorrow night. Drew Baldridge is opening up for Toby Keith. And speaking of country, I got to do a shout out to my friends in Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm, the family there that owns that farm, Pete and Lori, I have to do a shout out to them because they have been Pasteris, by the way, Pete and Lori Pasteris. They have been incredible to me. I can't tell you how amazingly beautiful this place is. Check out nforkfarm.com. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a little secret, let you in on a little secret of mine. That's where my wedding's going to be, everybody. That's where I'm going. It's a little country farm and out in Oswego, a little quiet town, and that's where we'll be saying our I do's. Can I say that right? But check them out. They're just a lovely, lovely family and beautiful horses there on the farm. It's just an incredible place. I could do a quick mention. The Lust Garden Foundation, Naperville's 7th annual pancreatic cancer research walk is set for Sunday, July 23rd, 2017. I'll be walking to raise funds to find a cure for pancreatic cancer. If you would like to join me, please go to Facebook and check out the Dolly McCarthy Show. We've got all the information up there for you there. It's a beautiful way to honor someone that has passed, or just be a part of something bigger that's going to find a way to end this horrific, deadly, quiet disease that comes and you're diagnosed and really most people succumb to it within 3 months. So check out my friend Ann Zediker. She is one of the leads for this Naperville Walk. And all the information is on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I told you we're going to have a good show. It's a tight show because I mentioned how we used to be an hour show, and now we're a half hour. My friend, I got her on the line. I think I got her on line. Peggy O'Flaherty is on the line. She's an entrepreneur. She's an incredible woman. She's an entrepreneur, first of all, and the owner of a business called Creating Space in Your Life. She is also a mother of five, and she has the biggest heart, one of the biggest hearts I know. Peggy, are you on the line?
I am. Hello, Dolly.
All right. Hello. I was telling everybody it's such a tight show these days because now we're a half hour in the summer month. We're doing a little experiment with Rivet Radio Network as opposed to an hour. So squeezing in two guests in a half hour is so tough, and then getting the messages in. We're going to have to tweak this, but I'm so glad that you're able to come on the show. We can at least get your message out there. And let's start first with hello. And let me just give people a website so they can refer if they want to hear more. Do you have a website, Peggy, for Creating
Absolutely.
Space in Your Life?
Yep. CreatingSpaceInYourLife.com.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. Love it. Hit that easy button. She's also an amazing entrepreneur. She created the One Parish Catholic app that helped people grow in their faith and help churches. She's was my mentor when I was selling Rodan and Fields. She's one of those skincare power women that's really, really great, not only in selling for herself, but helping others, empowering others to do better for themselves. So I'll always be grateful to Peggy for that. And then she just recently went on a trip to Nicaragua with her daughter. Was this with your 12-year-old daughter?
This
Tell
was my
your
16-year-old
trip.
Daughter.
Your mission trip. Okay. Tell us about that mission trip. That's incredible.
Well, the theme of my business has been creating space in your life, and it's focused on being intentional to find time in our busy day for our health and wellness, our faith and our family, and carving out time to do things for the greater world, to be better citizens for the bigger world. So my 16-year-old daughter, her high school, planned this trip with the International Samaritans to go build houses in Nicaragua. She was excited to go, but yet she was a little nervous and asked me if I would join her. So I jumped on the opportunity to create space in my life to serve and to be with my daughter, and it was an amazing experience.
Oh, fantastic. What a unique and once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Do you think you'll do something like that again? I remember mission trips being so hard, especially overseas, but, you know, are they? They're becoming more common now and easier.
Many of the high schools offer that as, you know, an opportunity for students to go out into the world and serve. And so ideally I would like to do one mission trip with each one of my children as they get to those teenage years to just go back out into the world and, you know, really start to understand and appreciate poverty and the gifts we have by living in this country and the responsibility we have to serve.
Absolutely. Love that. What a great example you are to your daughter and to her friends, too, seeing you stepping up and being a part of her life. And still, you're a busy mom. My goodness, you have so many jobs. I thought I had a lot of jobs. You got a lot going on, and you're still, like you said, creating this space in your life. And that's really, that's what life's about. When you get to the end of the road, isn't it about those moments you created space?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, we live in a world that we're always striving for so much more, and we're striving for a bigger house and a better car and, you know, the next new fancy outfit. And there's so many of us striving to do so much and be so much and A-type personalities. And that was a big takeaway from the trip to Nicaragua. The people there are so content with such little material items. You know, the children are running around naked, and the, you know, the parents are, you know, sitting in a chair just eating rice and beans without a lot of complication, and they seem pretty content and pretty happy. So I think there was something for us to learn from all the striving we do to maybe just slow down, especially during the summer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Peggy, we are almost out of time, but I want to tell people what an amazing person you are, rich and faith-filled, and you're also a speaker. If you need a speaker for your church group or mom's group, whatever, Peggy is definitely someone to consider. Go to creatingspaceinyourlife.com and check her out. She's a doll. Peggy, it's been so nice talking to you. I'm sorry it's been so brief, but it really has been a great time. And
I love you, Dolly.
On Facebook, admiring all you do. Thanks again.
Congratulations on the wedding.
The
bye.
On a good note. Thanks, Peggy. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Thanks again for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show, and check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. My girls are on my Instagram. They've invaded it. Check them out. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week on The Good Show. So long now.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly.